We're learning Hilcha Shabbos. We're up to Simon Reish Pei Ches. And on the surface, it begins discussing something which may not be so prevalent, but actually something does emerge, which is quite halacha l'maisa. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Dalet, Amutu l'sa'anos bo tainis chalom. When it comes to Shabbos, a person is allowed to fast if they had a dream which disturbed them, k'di shikr gezardino, which could cause that that decree will be removed. This is actually brought down the Gemara, that because you did not have Onik Shabbos, because you didn't enjoy them, the Shabbos with food, therefore you'll have to fast again on Sunday. Toshash kocho, it's a lot of fasting, 2 days in a row. Ve'enu yochel esanu shnei yomim ritzufim, 2 consecutive days may be a little bit too challenging. Then lo yisanu biyom rishon v'yisanu achakach. You don't have to do it on that day, you can do it another day. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that it's not just about fasting, there's more to it. Ve'gam, also during this time, yivala kol hayom b'torah v'tefila v'yichapirlo. It's a time also to immerse oneself in Torah study as well as in sincere prayer. And then the Ramah tells us that, of course, if that Sunday would be Hanukkah, Rosh Chodesh, Purim, then of course those are other exceptions that you would not be fasting, because we don't fast during those times. And he in fact tells us that even if a person would have, he says, Mish Yoshin Shas Tzaharayim, a person would take a nice little nap, but it didn't turn out to be such a nice little nap, V'chol M'l'chol Ra, turned out to be a bad dream, Yisanim Mechatzi Hayom Ad Chatzi Halayla. Then you could even have a short little fast from that point on, and that would be sufficient. And then the next day on Sunday, you would fast. That would be fine. And then Sifhei says as follows: Eish Omim, that there are those that tell us that say Shein Lasanos Tanis Chalom B'Shamas Ela Al Chalom Shero Tlas Zimne. The truth is, if you had a dream once, it's not the biggest deal. But if it's a reoccurring dream, it happens 3 times, then all of a sudden, maybe there's more to be concerned about. But then he says, V'yesh Omrim, this is the Mechaber speaking, Shibizman is that nowadays, Ein l'sanos tanis chalom b'Shabbos, we're not going to have a fast on Shabbos if you have one of these dreams. The reality is, She'ein anu b'kiyin b'pisron chalomos leida eza tov eza ra. Even though one may perceive something that they saw in their dream not to be good, it turned out it may end up being a positive thing. Now this is the halachos that I want to focus a moment on. It says, a masana b'Shabbos, a person who does fast, would say the anenu after they would finish their Shemon Esrei, below chasima, we don't end up saying an actual bracha unto itself, the koilu belu kain netzor, you add it at the end of the Shemon Esrei. And the Ramah says, v'yemar achar tefilas ribono holomim goli v'yadua kamo b'chol. You're allowed to add this paragraph that some people say, which is found in many Sidurim. Sif Ches tells us, Ein Masanin al Shum Tzora Mihatzoros Klal, that the only time that there's an inyan of fasting is when it comes to a dream. However, when it comes to any other tsar, any other misfortune that would happen, then we don't. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us the following. It says that, Kosvo HaChronim, Demutu Loimer B'Shabbos, Elokai ad shel netzarti. This is something which we are more familiar with saying it on Yom Kippur, that we say this tefillah, which is a way of evoking feelings of tshuva, as well as the hiratzon. De'enu aser shalos srachav. There's nothing wrong with asking your needs on Shabbos. Ella kishimavakish al choli o parnasa v'doimelo sheish sar lefanav. If a person is lacking sustenance or a person is sick, that is when we refrain from being engaged in such tefillos. However, avol charatas avonos tovol merbechol yom. If a person has regret over something that they did, that's something which is befitting to do all the time. Now that clearly sounds that when it comes to a person who is sick, a person should not be saying any tefillos, which of course that would include, apparently, the Mishnah Berurah for Chol Mecholos, which we, as well as almost all communities do, and the question is how we're allowed to do that, seems to be against halacha. So it's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos the following. He brings down 4 exceptions when a person is allowed to daven for some type of calamity. He says, Ein iser loimer techinos ubakashos rach diyachid. It's only not allowed to be done for an individual. If everyone is being incorporated and included together, young and old, wealthy and poor, Narvazakin, Enu El Kitoifis Tfilos Shetiknu Chachamim. It's just considered to be a part of our tefillah, and that's not an issue. So it's to single out a specific individual, that's where there's an issue. V'ein bo mishum iser she'el srachav, but if you're dealing with a communal issue, that's permissible. Furthermore, he says, iser b'kashma shavas inu el imkin mavakesh al tsar she'eshul chas v'shalom. It's only a situation where there is already an issue, and you're trying to daven to Hashem that that problem should go away. However, avol lavakesh rachamim v'tfila al tsar shelo tavo mutar, to be mespalel for to Hashem that such an issue should not arise, so there's no problems as of this moment, then you're allowed to be mispiled that no issue should come about. The third thing he says is Mutul Avakesh Shiitina Kodesh Baruch Hu Tova Yoser. It's also permissible that if you already have something which is good, you can ask for more things that are good. And the last thing he mentions is Lo Oster Shil Srachav Elo Kishesh Afsheros Lispala El Osam Srichim Leachar Shabbos. If you could say these things after Shabbos, if you can ask for Rachmim during, on a Sunday or whatever, then on Shabbos we don't do so. However, Kishluye Eshul Espalel Avur LaMachar, if it's going to be too late, Befil Rach Safik B'Zer, you're not even sure, maybe it won't be too, I'm not sure, then Mutul Espalel Avur Sarachim Eil B'Shabbos, and one is allowed to. And he brings down that for that reason, Ein Lomer Tehillim Avur B'Shabbos. If there's a person who is Mesukan, a person who is not feeling well, sick, or his maybe life-threatening even, then we don't say Tehillim for him with the following exception. Very interesting psychological sensitivity the Chazal have. El Imkin Acholim Avakesh Sos, if the person who they themselves are not feeling well asks, could you please say Tehillim on my behalf? Yesh L'Hatzel Espal Avuro. Then we will allow it. Mechshash Tirif Daito im lo yimol bel kashav, say, no, I'm sorry, we're not allowed to do it. So he'll get very, very upset, and it could affect his physical, his health. So the last thing I want to focus on again is the Misha Berach. How are we allowed to pinpoint and specifically mention a yachid? We just said it's allowed to be done for the sake of the rabbin. So how could we have a Misha Berach and actually mention people's names? So this is what's brought down in the Piskei Chubos. Actually, he quotes the words of the Kolbo. He says, Umin ha-ga'olam. So our custom is l'hakel b'zez, to be lenient. But Tom, and the reason is mishum shemisayamin, if you look at that tefillah that we say, even though it's true, we do mention an individual's name, but we also say b'toch shar chol Yisrael. And therefore, since we are mentioning all people together, no longer is it really a yachid anymore. Therefore, rather, he says, it's kitzarchi rabim. It's for the needs of everyone. It's for the multitudes. And therefore, hamutar b'shabbos, therefore it is permissible. And then he also says, v'yizahir l'sayim, that when you also say this special tefillah on behalf of this, those who are sick, you should conclude with the words, shabbosim l'zog. בחנן מחצות יש מורגן דרך המתרמת השנה מורד הנכבי זו מסיקוידו תרובי עדיר. קדש.